This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Bruchim Abayim. So we have a little bit of a different order today, as we're just trying to establish our Seder. This shiur is going to be a combination of the Parsha and on Tefillah. So the shiur on Tefillah on Erev Shabbos are sponsored by a good friend, Rabbi Tzala Rose, Lili Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, and Neshama Shem Na'aliyah Amelitz Yosher for his whole family. Okay, so welcome everyone. This shiur is going to be on the Parsha and on Tefillah. And as we've mentioned, aside from TorahAnytime.com, now the shiurim are available on various venues, on podcast, whether iTunes, Amazon, or Stitcher, or some of the other podcast venues. Okay, so we begin with a discussion about the tefillah of Yitzchak Avinu. Vayitze Yitzchak lasuach basada. Yitzchak went out, literally lasuach, to converse in the field. Lifnois arev, as evening was turning, vayisa ino vayar, he lifted his eyes and he saw vihine gemalim baim, and the camels were coming. Interesting, he went out to daven to converse in the field, and he lifts up his eyes, vayar, and he saw, whoa, vihine gemalim baim. Now usually vihine is a surprise. You know, Vahi Boiker, Vihine Leia. That was a big surprise, right? Yaakov woke up in the morning, he turns his kala, and it was a different person. It was Leia. Hine is usually a surprise. Rashi says, Lasuach, Lashon Tfila. Lasuach is a language of prayer. So Yitzchak went out to the field to pray. How do I know? Sicha is Tfila, Kama Yishbaich Sichai. You know that pasuk? And Tehillim, Tfila liha nichiyahatoiv levnei Hashem yishpoich sichai. Sichai is tefila. Now the Gemara in Bracha says, Yitzchak tikein tefilas mincha. Yitzchak was misakin mincha shenemar. Vayitze Yitzchak lasuach basada lefnois erev ve'in sicha ela tefila. Sicha is only tefila shenemar. Tefila la'ani kiyahatoiv levnei Hashem yishpoich sichai. Says the Gilyan Hashas, in the Shultis of Rabbi Achoy Goy in Parshas Lech Lecha, we find Eshpoich Lefanov Sichi, a different Gersa, right? Maskele David Biyosai Vamaras Vila Koyli El Hashem Ezok El Hashem Eschanan Eshpoich Lefanov Sichi. That's how we know in Sicha Letvila V'chenu B'toisis Avedazar Zayinam and Beis. Okay. So we have a very interesting observation over here. It says that Yitzchak went out to daven in the field. Rashi says Yishbach Sichai, and that's the Gersa in our Gemarais. And if you look in the Golian Hashas, he brings down from the Shultis and Toisvis that it's not from the pasuk of Yishbach Sichai, but Eshbach Lefanov Sichi. And Rashi is clear. He goes like our Talmud Bavli version. Now, Avram Avinu was Masakin Shachris. Yitzchak Avinu was Masakin Mincha. Yaakov was Masakin Mariv. V'yesh La'ayin. Avram Avinu, when he was Masakin Shachris, where do we find he was Masakin Shachris? V'yashkim Avraham Ba'boiker El Hamokoy Masher Omad Sham. V'ein Amida El Atfila. Mefurish B'Torah. What was Avram Avinu's Shachris? He davened that the city of Sodom should not be destroyed. So, Mefurish B'Tarshish Shespalel al Sodom. So, we know what Shachris was a tefillah for. How about Mariv? What was Mariv a tefillah for? Uvi Yaakov, Shenilman Mea Pasuk Vayivka Ba'amakoy, Muvan, Shespalel Shem, that he davened that Hashem should save him from Lavan, from Esav. But what was Yitzchak davening for? It doesn't say in the Torah, we don't really have any clear clues, what Yitzchak was davening for. Muvan shespalo sham. It's clear that he davened there. Sheyatzilenu Hashem e'esav u'meilavan. That God should save him from Esav. Avo b'Yitzchak d'sivkam e'zozozo. Lo'in yisbar klal. Ma hespalo. What was he davening for? So the Sefer Birchas Ish, written by Rabbi Avram Yitzchak Shein, he says a very interesting thing, and I found much earlier sources for it, and that is, he davened that Eliezer should be successful in his mission to find the Shliach. Now, why would he daven that Eliezer should be successful? Eliezer is about to walk in the front door. And the answer is, there is no way in the world Yitzchak expected Eliezer to be back so fast, because he had Kfitzas HaDarach. And what would be ordinarily a long trip, he made it in one day, on the same day. Dinei Nirsh Yitzchak lo yada shekapsalei HaDarach l'Eliezer. Yitzchak didn't know that Eliezer had Kfitzas HaDarach. Okay, the cause of Rashi in the Pasuk, Ve'yisaper ho'evel Yitzchak, is called Var Masher Asa. Chazal were Megale, when Eliezer said over to Yitzchak all the matters that he did, he was Megale to Yitzchak the miracles that occurred to him, that the earth jumped to him. It's Mashma from Rashi, Gilalai, he revealed to him, Hainu Shalo Yada, he didn't know. He didn't know. Meaning Eliezer had revealed to Yitzchak the Kfitzas HaDarach. Ulafikach kasav kan vayisaino vayar vihine. Hine is a lashon of a chiddush, like the Rashbam says on the pasuk vihine hileya, or in the Hamek Davar vihine dvar Hashem by the Brisbane Abbasarim. Because Eliezer thought, Eliezer was still on the road, and therefore he was davening, and he raised his eyes. He couldn't believe it. He just finished davening, and all of a sudden Eliezer is walking through the front door. I mean, talk about. Look at the efficacy of the tefillah of mincha. Look how effective mincha is. He just finished davening mincha, and he lifts up his eyes, and the shidduch is walking in through the. Imagine a guy is mispalo, Ribbono Shel Olam, Grammy Parnasa, and all of a sudden it walks through the front door. That's what happened to Yitzchak. So the Sefer Berachos suggests that Yitzchak was being mispalo for a zivug, and he finished davening, and Rivka's walking through the door. In fact, in the Sefer Shavoi Va'achlama, he brings a very interesting idea that if somebody is in the need of a shidduch for themselves, for a relative, for a family member, for a friend, one should try to put an extra emphasis in Tfilas Mincha. Mincha is particularly effective in being zoiche to shidduchim. He brings over here Yitzchak Nezar Begvura. Midas Hadin, he was Masakin Tfilas Mincha, which is the time of Dinim. He quotes the Zohar, Tachazi, Bechol Shita Yomid HaShabbosa, Kadmata Shaita Desloy, so all the 6 days of the week when Shabbos comes, the Mincha, Dina Takifa Shalta, a strong Din is Shoyed, Bechol Dinin Misarin, and all the Dinim are around. Shenemar Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada Lifnois Erev, he davened, then Sheyamtzi Loi Zivugoi, he davened that he should find his zivug. V'neskabel tfilas ameyad, d'chsiv basrei, v'yisa ena, v'yar v'inei gemalim boim. Nimtza de'ikur tfilas mincha loy niskela alamitzias hazivug. A further point. If you want to know, what was mincha enacted for? Why is there tfilas mincha? Tfilas mincha was enacted to find zivugim. V'hamispalo b'mincha, one who davens mincha, mechuvin ma'oid, and has a lot of kavana ala zivug, yimtza zivugoi mehera. He'll find his zivug quickly. V'toiviya zivugo, he'll find a good shidduch. So this is a very interesting segula for zivugim, and that is one should be mechavin during tefilas mincha. In fact, the whole tefilas mincha was enacted to find the shidduch. And then Hashem led me the way of the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar was written by Reb Ephraim Lunshatz. He was the Rav in the city of Lunshatz. In fact, my great-great-grandfather was the Rav in Lunshatz in the year 1860. This was the city of the Kli Yakar. Now in 1860, who comes to Lunshatz? The Malbim. The Malbim had just finished many of his Rabbanisim that he was dismissed from. The Malbim went from one Rabbanus to the next, as did many Gedolim in Europe. And he didn't have peace of mind, so he went to the city of Lunshatz, where he sat quietly and wrote the commentary of the Malbim in the city of Lunshatz in the 1860s. So the I had this chus to be at the Kliyakar's Kever in Prague a couple years ago. He says, from this pasuk we learn out that Yitzchak was masak in Tfilas Mincha, which was toward evening, Samach L'Erev. This is, the Gemara says in Masechta Bracha, so this will be our Bracha Shir for today also. La'olam yizohera d'mitfilas ha-mincha. A person should be very careful in Tfilas ha-mincha. Shekein Eliyahu lo'inena ki mitfilas ha-mincha. Because Eliyahu, when he davened, Anini Hashem Anini, he was only answered with Tfilas ha-mincha. Now, what is so special about Mincha? Avraham was Masakin Shachris. Yaakov was Masakin Mariv. What is so significant about Mincha? V'yafo pisha Avraham v'yakov tiknu gam tfil shachris arvis. But when Avraham davened, we don't find he was answered right away. Avraham davened to save the city of Sodom. We don't find he was answered. Yaakov davened to be saved from Lavan and Esav. We don't find he was answered immediately. But Tfilas Mincha, we find, look how effective Mincha is. Yitzchak just took 3 steps back from the Shemana Esrei. What was he davening for? We're going to see he was davening for his Zivug. He opens his eyes and there she is. Wow. Talk about quick response. Aval b'tfilas mincha metzino she Yitzchak nena miyad. Ki mistama hispalo Yitzchak ala Zivug. Mistama Yitzchak davened for his Shidduch. Yeah, you hear this? This is a Chiddush. Probably what Yitzchak was davening for was that Eliezer should be successful in finding a Shidduch. Now, why was Yitzchak mispalo for a Shidduch? What do you mean, why? The Gemara in Brachos says, another Gemara in Brachos, on Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara says on the Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Lamed Beis, Al Zois Yispalel Kol Chassid Eilech Aliyes Mitzoy. For this, every pious person should daven. That means there's something in this world that you need to exert extra energy into davening for. And one of the opinions of what you need to daven for more than anything else is an Isha. So Eliezer was being Mekayim the Gemara in Brachas. He was davening for a wife. Therefore he went to daven this tefillah in the field. Interesting. Because if Yitzchak, as we're going to see in Parshas Toldos, God blessed him with planting 100 times more than any other sadeh, like the pasuk says, if Yitzchak saw that his field was 100 times more blessed than anyone else's, if God gave Yitzchak a good field, then he's for sure going to give him a good isha, because what's an isha called? Karka Olam. She's the ground of the world. Asher toitzi zera toiv. If Yitzchak's physical field produced good payrois, certainly his isha will produce for him zera toiv v'yashar. And amazingly, as soon as he davened, it says vayiseina vayar v'hinei gemalim ba'im ki b'shas ha'tfila. Now, why did he have to lift up his eyes? Because at the time of tfila hayonis noisin einav lamata. At the time of tefillah, he looked downward. Umiyad achar siyum ha-tefillah, and as soon as the tefillah was over, nasa inav lamala, he lifted his eyes up. Vayar ki hayonena miyad, he couldn't believe it. He saw, he was davening, Yibon Hashem, answer me, and he opens his eyes, and there she is. Vinei gemal imbom, noisim es bazugoy, vazel lomdu. From here we see that even though you have to put energy into shachrus, and even though you have to put energy into mariv, but more than anything else, you have to put energy into mincha. By the way, mincha is the hardest tefillah of the day to be mechavein. In the morning you wake up with a fresh mind. In the night, you know, the day is over, you're about to go to sleep, so to speak, you've blocked out everything you have to do. Mincha smack in all the day. You have clients, you have customers, you have things that need your attention. But the Gemara says, La'olam yizar adam betfilas ha-mincha. Now the Kliyakar explains an interesting concept. I've seen others dispute this. He says, why is mincha so effective? Because midas hadin is mekatreg balayla. Therefore, tfilas arvis hasmucha lalayla. Because against midas hadin, tfilas shachris is also near the layla. But mincha is far away from the night, and therefore there are no mekatrigim during mincha. Maariv is close to midas hadin. Shachris is close to midas hadin. Mincha is sort of in between. It happens to be that typically we don't say this. For example, when we were learning in Tarma Devaira about, I believe in the 10th parak, regarding the various midos that are shoylet at different times, we say chesed in the morning, malchus in the night, and I think mincha is the time of gevura, which is why Yitzchak was masakein mincha. In fact, the reason why Shalashudas is called Rava de Ravin, mercy of mercy, is because it overcomes the midas hadin of the week and the midas hadin of mincha time. The bottom line is, we see a very interesting thing, that Yitzchak Avinu was mespalel tfilas mincha. Yitzchak Avinu, for all intents and purposes, we're assuming was davening for a shidduch. From here we learn that if one needs a shidduch, tfilas mincha is the appropriate time to be mechavein. So much so that the whole tfilas mincha was niskan for shidduchim. And we see the great efficacy of tfilas mincha, that Yitzchak davened and he opened his eyes and there she was. So from here the Gemara derives, La'olam yizoher adam b'tfilas ha-mincha. So that will conclude our first offering for today.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.